Hello and welcome to the Cemetery Tales podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell. And on this episode, today is January 13th, 2023. That means it is Friday the 13th. It's funny when I look back. I guess I want to say this real quick. I look back at the progression of this podcast. 3 years ago, I came out with an episode talking about Friday the 13th. And I feel like the episode, it was okay. I did a lot of ums and ums. I feel like today it's a little more polished compared to 3 years ago. That's amazing. I've been doing this podcast for that long now. That is amazing. I mean, it's more than 3 years, but it's amazing. On that episode, I talked about my past history in relation to Friday the 13th, not on the superstition side, but more so on the Knights Templar, being that, as I mentioned previously, I am a Freemason and also a Knights Templar. So it's just amazing to think like the progression of the podcast and me speaking on the subject then compared to now. It's funny, you have a little more confidence in your speaking voice, right? It's amazing how that works. But again, this is January 13, 2023. Our last episode did well, y'all. So we talked about Pele, the GOAT of soccer football, and it was fantastic. It's fantastic. We originally will talk about this episode. We originally will talk about signs and symbols or pets, but I cannot go away from Friday the 13th. So let's talk about what is the origins of this superstitious day that's shrouded in mystery with tons of different variety of theories and explanations throughout history. But where does it begin? So let's talk about that, right? So one theory is that all of this superstition was during the ancient Babylonian times. Now, the number 13 back then was considered unlucky by the Babylonians because it represents the 13th and the final step of the lunar cycle. If you didn't know, that lunar cycle is associated with death, but also in the rebirth of the moon. The number 13 was also associated with the goddess of the underworld, was of course considered to be powerful, right? And a malevolent figure, correct? Correct? Yeah. Another thing, when you start talking about number 13, you start thinking about Norse mythology. When you start thinking of Thor, and the movie just came out, Love and Thunder. We're not gonna go into my opinion about that movie, but the movie before that was Ragnarok. Another theory when we start talking about the number 13 being unlucky is with the 13 gods who sat at the table in Valhalla. Yeah, say it like that because it makes sense, right? It's the Norse heaven. The gods were doomed to fight and die in this final battle of the world, which of course is called Ragnarok. And this was believed to be destined to happen on a Friday. On a Friday. As we even dive deeper, we can go more into the superstition on Friday the 13th, going back to Christian beliefs. Now, according to the tradition in Christianity, Friday was the day that Jesus was crucified. And the number 13 was considered unlucky because there's a number of people present at the Last Supper. This was Jesus and his 12 disciples when one, Judas, was the one who betrayed Jesus and led to his crucifixion. As we know, they said that happened on a Friday, thus associating Friday with bad luck, being unlucky. Of course, we can always go back to The Knights Templar, right? The Middle Ages, right? Can always go back to them, back to that time period, correct? Correct. The Knights Templar were powerful, wealthy. It was a military order, the Crusades, protecting the temple. But it was also accused of crimes, heresy by the Catholic Church. And they were rounded up, burned, executed. Some were beheaded back October 13, 1307, where some people call this day Friday of the Templars. Now, could also be linked to the Black Death. I mean, the plague wiped out easily a third of the population during that time in Europe. Easily 200 million people. The Black Death, the plague, it swept across Europe in the 14th century and just, wiped out a lot of people. Some people say it was a punishment from God, and the number 13 was associated with that misfortune. Again, unlucky with that death and dying. Today, let's look at today. What you think today? Today, I say that superstition is still prevalent today. Many cultures. I think it's still relevant to current times. I know one of my friends on this day will not come outside. He would not come outside. Friday the 13th, he takes off work. It's every Friday. Just imagine sometimes you have three of those in a year. So every Friday the 13th, he's off work. Oh no. You ever watch what's that Final Destination? He's like that. When the guy locked himself in the little cabin and booby trap proof the cabin he was in. Yeah, that's how he feels. I love my man. I get it. I get it. But nothing's gonna happen to you. If it's a black cat run across, it's the end of the world for him. He will not cross that line until another car, another person, another anything cross it, or he would. Before he would go. If he's in a vehicle, let's say he's driving down the road and a black cat just happened to run across the road, he would stop his car and wait till another car comes. If another car comes, he just wait there. He would not cross, just like a lot of other superstitions. That's not this episode, but walking under ladders, he would not walk. I love Bruce, man. He would not walk under a ladder for nothing. I mean, anything can happen. So, superstitions, you start looking at all these things. I mean, what are you afraid of? What are you going to do? Do you think Friday the 13th is unlucky? Do you feel weird on Friday the 13th? Do you feel like traveling or doing anything? You start looking at retrogrades. I know it's a little different for the podcast, right? I mean, we used to talk about those things a long time ago, but all those things wrapped in there together. You think you're just coinkydink, the Southwest or the FFA having all these issues? Coinkydink? Not conspiracy, just saying. A lot of people refuse to travel or do anything that could be risky on Friday the 13th. A lot of those important decisions that you normally would make any other day on Friday the 13th, you don't make those decisions. So, concluding this episode today, because I almost feel like it's a special episode because it is Friday the 13th. I say the origins of Friday the 13th, it can be traced back to a lot of different ancient civilizations. It can also be traced back to a lot of religious beliefs. To some, like the Babylonians, they feel like the number 13 was unlucky. The Norse, when it came to Ragnarok, they feel like it was unlucky. As well as some early Christians feel like it was unlucky when it comes to betrayal and the death and the end of the world. As we previously mentioned, they've been linked to a lot of things, Black Death, the plague, as as you call it. Of course, the Knights Templar or Templar, Templar and other historical events. But today, I still think it's relevant. And I think a lot of people, a lot of cultures, a lot of Everyone honestly still feels some kind of way about Friday the 13th. So I'll say this. Happy Friday the 13th. You're going to have a great day. It's nothing going to happen to you. It's just another day. But if you feel like it's not another day, one of my favorite horror movies as a series is Jason. It's Friday the 13th. Do you think Jason Voorhees is going to come after you? You know, nah, come on, man. Don't be afraid of the day. It's just Friday the 13th. So I appreciate you for listening today. That is the conclusion of this episode. We have a new episode next Friday where we will continue on. That episode, we may actually talk about signs and symbols that you may see in the cemetery. The most common ones, that'd be easier to do. Some like you see an urn with a shrouded urn. We talk about things like that. Crosses, of course, lambs that you see when you're just walking around. Some of the other signs and symbols. Some people don't know about the square and compass or the FLT when it comes to the Odd Fellows. I mean, we talked a little bit about some of those things in previous episodes, but hey, it's a new year, it's a new movement. Trying to create something brand new. So again, thank you for listening. And also we have some groups that I'm gonna talk more in depth about that's out here in New York. If you didn't know, that's where I'm at, that's where I am now. I'm in New York now. So we'll talk more about those as we continue on the process. So thank you for listening. I am Gerard Terrell, and this is the Cemetery Tales Podcast. Catch you in the next one.